we're still in Eidech and Envy, so we're in, and we haven't really touched the first half of Tosos, so that's today's Avoda. We were discussing, the Gemara says, Eidech is Nem Bisurin, but not when it's against the Cheskas Isser. So Rashi had said, how do I know Eidech is Nem Bisurin? Because the Torah always believes in Eidech about Afrashas Truma, Shechita, Nikor Agid, Chelev. So Rashi gives four examples. The Gemara gave one example. The Gemara gave Savik Chelev, Savik Shuman. Rashi throws in three more. Afrashas Truma, Shechita, and Nikor Agid. So says Tosfos, he says, Hafrash Truma and Shechita should not have been mentioned on Rashi's list of classic examples of Eidech and Bisurin. Because in those cases, you believed even against the Cheskas Isser. We're trying to show classic examples of Eidech and Bisurin, which means there's no Cheskas Isser. So, Dafka by Truma, by Shechita, there is a Cheskas Isser, Mishum Debiyad al Sakram. Why you believed even against the Cheskas Isser? Meaning, after all, doesn't Eidech Nem Yisur not work against the Cheskas Isser? No, but you have Biyadam. The fact that you could fix it counterbalances the Cheskas Isser. So which ones don't belong on the list? So he said, Hafrashas Truma and Shechita don't belong on the list, which means that the other two examples presumably do belong on the list. What are the other two examples? Nikor Agid and Chelev. So he's looking for classic examples are supposed to be things that have no Cheskas Isser and it's not Biyad al Sakram. So apparently Nikor Agid and Chelev both fit that criteria, that it's not a Cheskas Isser and it's not Biyado to be Misake. Ushchita avogav da hashta in Biyad al Sakram, may kara haya Biyad al Lishchot. Ah, you're going to tell me Shechita, wait a second, how do you call Shechita Biyado? Shechita, if the animal's dead already, it's not Biyado to be Misaki, and it's already dead, you can't shech the dead animal. Yeah?
So it has to be not Iskos Gizor and not Biyado, or just not Iskos Gizor?
You could have two options. Either something has to. Well, what Tosfos is saying is for a classic Eidech and Bisurin, you want it to be no Cheskas Isser. No Cheskas Isser. Now, Biyado is irrelevant once you have no Cheskas Isser, because the Eidech is always going to be believed. So Biyado will be irrelevant. But if you're going to have a Cheskas Isser, the Eidech is going to be believed, provided it's Biyado.
How is Nikor Hagid not Cheskas Isser and Biyado? Because it's always usher to you until you take it out.
Good. So that's today's topic. That's what we're going to discuss.
Is it Biyado, though? I mean, I'm not sure. I don't understand necessarily how the Gid works.
They remove a vein.
I understand that, but when you were talking about the Gid, is it referring to the vein itself, or is it referring to the
Oh,
area
good. So this is what we're going to talk about. Let's just see Tosfos first, and we'll see what we could draw from Tosfos, what inferences we can draw from Tosfos, but that's our topic for today. I mean, how do we view Nikor Agid? Is that a Cheskas Isser, and you believed about it because it's Biyado? Or do we say, no, it's not a Cheskas Isser at all, and you believe about it because Eidech Nem Bisurin, and it's not Biyado either. It's just not a Cheskas Isser. So let's see. Ushchita, what about Shechita? Why is Shechita considered to be Biyado? Because meikara hayu biyado lishchot. Originally, you could have shechted it if you wanted to. Dim lokeinu my mehemin kivin dischazik isura. You have to say that way. Otherwise, why is someone believed about shechita? Shechita is definitely a schazik isura. We never require two edim by shechita. You don't need a gadol omid al gabav when you don't need an aid omid al gabav when someone is shechting. We always trust the guy. Meaning, even though we don't have a chazaka that most people who are shechting know what they're doing, we trust him anyway. Why do we trust him? Because biyado. Biyado is the reason we trust shechita. Why do we trust women on shechita? After all, a woman doesn't know how to shecht. Yeah, but she knows how to hire somebody to shecht, so that's good enough. So essentially, Rashi gave four examples: Truma, Shechita, Nikor Agid, Chelev. Says Tosfos, Truma and Shechita are both ischazik isura and are therefore poor examples. Implication is, Nikor Agid and Chelev are not ischazik isura and are therefore good examples. Why is Chelev not ischazik isura? Because what's the case? It's a piece of meat. You just don't know what it is. You don't know if it's Chelev, you don't know if it's Shuman, you don't know if it's kosher or non-kosher. So there's no cheskas isur. Nikor Agid, apparently not as chazak isur either. How would you explain why it's not as chazak isur? There's no cheskas isur on the meat. So you could say you're looking at a vein. You don't know if it's the vein of the gira nasha or if it's some other vein. You're looking at chopped meat. You don't know if this meat was chopped from the area of gira nasha. All chopped meat looks the same in the supermarket. You don't know if it was chopped from the area of the gira nasha or not. It's exactly like savik chelev, savik shuman. So it seems to fit. You could explain that nikra gid is not a cheskas iser. However, if you look at the Rambam in Yaradeya and Simon Kuf Chaf Zayin, which is source number 9. What? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch, right. But meaning the Bar Ilan writes it as Shulchan Aruch, but it's the Rama. So it says the Rama, the Kol Dover Shalo is Chazik Lo Lehetev Lo Leisir. Whenever you don't have a Chazaka, meaning you just have a simple Savik, Savik Shuman Savik Chelev, Eid Echad Neman Alav, Afilu Liasra. You believe in Eid Echad, even to make it Asr. The Kol Hechad is Chazik Dover Be Isir, but when there is a Cheskas Isir, Kigon, Tevel's a Cheskas Isir. Or Chatichas Basr She'inu Menukeres. So he gives that as an example of a Cheskas Isir. Piece of meat that doesn't have nikur, ein ha'eid neman alav latiro. So the aid is not believed to say that it is mutter. So the Rama clearly understands that nikur agid is a case of cheskas iser. Why is it a case of cheskas iser? How could you be masbir why there's a cheskas iser? Because every animal has a gilanasha. So you're looking at a piece of meat, probably had a gilanasha once. So that's a cheskas iser. So wait, so how did I explain that? I didn't have a cheskas iser? Didn't I realize that every animal had... No, I was looking at every animal as chelev also. Right? But I'm looking at a piece of meat. I don't know if this piece is chelev or if this is shuman. So, okay, now I convinced myself the other way again. So why is it... So why is nikra gid considered to be cheskas iser? Why? Who said? Meaning, isn't just the gid asr? We do nikra gid to make the... Let's say I don't do nikra gid. We don't really do nikra gid anymore. We just don't touch that whole side of the animal. So if you don't touch that whole part of the animal, is the rest of the animal not kosher? Because it's einu menukeres? I mean, is there such an einu menukar or whatever? Is there such a din that something that's not menukar is asr? Sarin of Nikur, or is it just that the Giranasha is Asr? So Nikur is how we get rid of the Giranasha, just like the same way you'd remove Chelev.
Is it what's Asr? I'm just not sure, because in order to make this area kosher, you have to take out the vein. That's how I understand this. So is it that the vein is Asr, and anything around that is Mutter? If the vein is the only thing that's Asr, then for sure, then maybe you could say that that's not. Then that's different. That is
Ischazik Isura
because
it is Ischazik
Isura there, because you can know that vein looks this way. It's in this area.
That's why I gave the example of chopped meat. It's chopped meat. It's suffix. You don't know, right? You can't identify it. If you can identify it visually, then we don't have a suffix. Let's assume we have a suffix. You can't identify it visually. Either it looks very similar to other veins, or it's chopped meat, so you can't tell if the vein is in there. So, the Rama seems to assume that this is called the case of Ischazik Isura. Says the Taz, Vitamati, about 8 lines into the Taz, Vitamati al pe kadosh sha'amar kein. How could such a holy mouth, like the Rama, say such a silly thing? Didafka betevel chayotzibo, shaya asr bevadai, kulo lechol kodematikun. When you have tevel, so what's the din of tevel? You have all the grains, you harvest from your field, you have 100 bundles of grain, let's say. All of it is asr before you take Shumas and Maisos. It has a shame isr tevel. Now there is a chakira in Achronim, as Yosef Engel discusses. Is tevel asr mishum the truma hamu'urav bo? Is it asr because there's truma in there? Or is it a separate shame isr called tevel? And it's not because of the truma that's there, it's just tevel. It's just a new isr called tevel. And when you're mafresh truma, the isr of tevel goes away. Pasha pshat, it's a separate isr called tevel. Is a kohen allowed to eat tevel? Kohen's allowed to eat truma. So if the whole isr of tevel is that there's truma mu'urav bo, is that there's truma mixed in there, So why can't a kohen eat it? Kohen should be allowed to eat it. So pash pshat, although Rav Yosef Engel has right, is lekan ulekan, but pash pshat is tevel is it's aser. It's all a cheftza of iser. The entire silo is aser. Then I take off just a little bit of chita achas to for truma. Chita achas potaris is kalakri for truma, and all of a sudden all that food that was previously aser is now mutter. So that you could say is this chazik isura. The whole thing is b'chazkas iser. So there you're going to say it's not going to be believed to change a cheskas iser. There's no cheskas iser on the basar. Notice how you put the two together. Gidim ochelev. Why? Because he's saying they're the same thing. Meaning there is no din called nikra gid. Any more than this din called nikra chelev. You have to remove the treif stuff before you eat food. Take out the non-kosher stuff and eat the kosher stuff. That's not called the schazik isura. Nothing non-kosher becomes kosher. If you have non-kosher and kosher mix, you have three hamburgers. One of them is not kosher. Remove it, and now you have two kosher hamburgers left, and you eat it. There's nothing changing.
Could you say that maybe he says that? I mean, because by shechita, what's the cheskas iser by shechita that the whole animal was.
So there you're really changing it.
Now I'm saying, but maybe you're saying that because this was inside the animal, that it's not necessarily a separate thing from the animal. It's just like because the animal itself was in the cheskas iser, you can say that this part is also is part of the animal. Now you say that we're making
chelav also then.
The chelav is different.
It's also part of the animal. Why is it different?
Because chelav.
Right, that's the problem. Taz is saying chelav and gid don't. Now, why do we have this concept called nikra gid? Very strange concept, meaning just say get rid of it. Meaning we have a whole phrase, a concept of nikra gid. So maybe there's something more here about gid anasha beyond just the fact that the gid is aser, so you have to take care of it, you have to get rid of it because it's aser. There might be something a little more here. Before we get to that, this may be a machlokas rishonim. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Taz, between the Achronim, may be machlokas rishonim as well. If you look in the Tosfos HaRash, Tosfos HaRash essentially, for the most part, paraphrases Tosfos. Right? He writes all the same things that Tosfos says, but sometimes a word here, a word there, he gives a little more insight. So if you look in source number 11 in Tosfos HaRash, so he quotes Rashi, how do I know Eidach and Bisur, Nafras, Shum, Ashchita, Nikor, Gid, Chelev, all the four examples. And Tosfos' problem, shouldn't have mentioned Afras Truma and Shechita, because those are Biyado, and those are Ischazik Isura. Good, and why is Shechita called Biyado? End of the fourth line. Aval Minikor Gid V'Chelev. So right away, Tosfos Rosh did something that Tosfos didn't do. He mentions explicitly that Nikra Gid belongs in the same category as Chelev. Tosfos didn't mention it. Tosfos just, when he attacked Rashi, he left out Nikor from the attack. Right, he said, Chelev is Safek Shum and Safek Chelev is not as Chazik Yisura. Shechita, and what was the other one, and Truma, is and Tevel is as Chazik Yisura. Tosfos didn't really say whether Nikra Gid is as Chazik Yisura or not. Tosfos HaRosh is abundantly clear. Nikra Gid, V'Chelev, both of those, Maisi Shapir Raya, Dein Zabiyado L'Sakein, because that's not Biyado, K'shamar Gid Zeshalatav, Shum Zeshalatav, Dimu Gid Anasha, Ein Biyado L'Sakein, Shiasa Etav, V'Chein Chelev, Shiasa Shuman. Those are not Biyado, and what he means to say is, and they're not Cheskas Isser either. So those are good examples of Eidach Nem Bisurin. If those were issues of Biyado, then it wouldn't be a good example of Eidach Nem Bisurin, because maybe you only believe because it's Biyado. But they're not biyado, so those are good examples. So you see, why does it work against the cheskas iser? It's not working against cheskas iser. These are not cheskas iser. Good, that's Tosfos HaRosh. On the flip side, the Ritva, source number 12, Eidach and Bisurin, Pirish Rashi, Nafkalan, Shari Kalechad Ve'echad. I mean, there's a very, a lot, the Ritva has a lot of interesting things to say in these few lines. He says, first Rashi says, how do I know Eidach Nem Bisurin? Because the Torah always believes him. Al Shechitaso, Val Nikra Basar, Shemiyat Omer Kein Ein Lecha Adam Esach Sinetz El Chaver Kedis Rabbi Yushalmi. If you don't say Eidach Nem Bisurin, you can never have Achnas Sarchim. No one will ever go to his friend's house for lunch. Just can't happen. V'i Kamandi Amar Diminidi Yalfin, D'chsiv Esaf El Aliatzma. There's also a Shita Satosvos, that we learn Eidach Nem Bisurin from Nida, could. V'ze Eino, but Tosfos is wrong. The shiny nida the lo efshar be'edim vein don efshar mishi'i efshar. Where do we see that idea? Ramban, right? So the Ritva says this can't be the source. Nida can't be the source of erech nevisurim because ein don efshar mishi'i efshar. Is that how the Ramban used that concept? You said the same words, but was he trying to make the same point with those words? Why did the Ramban say ain't done enough for Mishi Afshar?
Because
the Ramban asked, yeah, Nida Eid Echad is Neman because even against a Cheskas Isser. So how could that serve as the source that Eid Echad is Neman not against a Cheskas Isser, only not against Cheskas Isser? I mean, if you're going to learn from Nida, then you should always believe Eid Echad even against a Cheskas Isser. So Ramban says, no, we do learn from Nida, but we can't learn from Nida that an Eid Echad is even going to be believed against a Cheskas Isser because Ein Dar Nefshar Mishi Yefshar. He's using it to justify why Nida is a good source. Right? The Ramban had a kasha. How could Nida be a good source? If Nida were the source, it would even work against Cheskas Isser. So he says, no, Nida's special because there's no other option. That's why it even works against a Cheskas Isser. But Nida still serves as the general source of Eid Echad and Bisurin. The Ritva, a little more logically compelling, seemingly, says, no, that's why Nida is not a good source to begin with. Because there's no other option. Because Zayn Dan Efshar Mishi Efshar. By Nida, there's no other option. It's not that it's a good source to learn Eid Echad and Bisurin. And it's just that don't learn too much from here to even let it work against the Cheskas Isser, like the Ramban says. He says, no, it's just not a good source. So Ritva totally rejects that idea of learning from Nida. V'ikashalach, but that's not our point here. Our point is to go by this is the next few lines. V'ikashalach veich yamrin v'samach te'erech le'enem v'isur ne'erech v'lo s'chazik yisura v'ari shchita te'erech ha'nem l'kut depreshes v'schazik yisura d'beim v'chaya v'cheskas yisra medas. What about shchita? Shchita is a cheskas iser. How come you're allowed to believe in Eid Echad? I thought you're not allowed to believe in Eid Echad against the cheskas iser. And the Ritva says, why is shchita a cheskas iser? Because while the animal's alive, it's usser. V'yeshlomar deshayni shchita v'nikor abasar shabiyad olasakin. That's critical. What did he just do? That nikor is a cheskas iser, right? Put nikor together, shchita. So nikor and shchita are the same. You're right. They're cheskas iser and they're biyad olasakin. The Rosh was very clear that nikor and chaylev are the same. That they're both not cheskas iser, not biyad olasakin. Nikor and shchit are biyad olasakin, says the Ritva. V'kol shel biyad olasakin, afal gavdis, chazik isura, erech neman. When it's biyad, even though it's cheskas iser, we believe the erechad, it's muchach and yivamus, afal hechad is chazik isura, v'ein biyad olasakin, ba'od amrin, dein erech neman. When do we say ein erech neman? When there's a cheskas iser and no biyad, yeah. Good question. Meaning, if by definition you're going to call it a cheskas iser, then do you also have to say that it's biyad olasakin? Whatever that cheskas iser is there a way to argue that it's a cheskas iser and not biyad olasakin? Probably not. Right, so lemay nafkamina, what category is it? It's a very good question. Because we would want to have nafkamina to give a little more teeth to this. Here's a nafkamina. This is a major sugya, actually. There is a concept called davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means that let's say you have a suffek. Generally speaking, suffek daraisa luchama, suffek drabanan lekula. Sugya at the very beginning of Maseches Beitzah. What about a suffek muktza? So the Gemara says suffek muktza, you need to be machmir. Suffek drabanan lekula, muktza is only drabanan. So says the Gemara, yeah, but it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. What makes it a davar sheyesh? It's davar sheyesh matirin, something that will become mutter. You don't rely on suffek drabanan lekula when something will become mutter. Or, for instance, some poskim say, I'm not sure if I'm fleishigs now. Can I have milchig ice cream? I'm not sure if I'm fleishigs. So it's only drabanan to eat milchigs after fleishigs, right? It's only in Issa D'Oraisa if you cook them together and eat it. So it's only drabanan. It's only drabanan l'kula. So some say, no, davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's something that will become mutter. because you just have to give it time and it will become mutter. So by muktza, just wait till after Shabbos, it will become mutter. You'll be, you know, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to move my iPad on Shabbos. Well, wait till after Shabbos and then you'll be allowed to move it. So don't worry, it'll be mutter. Davar sheyesh lamatirin. So what would you say about a safek gid? Let's say you're safek d'rabbanan by gid anasha. There are certain areas around the gid that are asur midrabbanan. So I have a safek about one of those areas. Is it a davar sheyesh lamatirin? Is it something that can become mutter? And if there's something that can become mutter, you have to make it mutter? Or do you say, no, this can't become mutter? It's the you could take the isser away, but it doesn't become mutter. The mutter part is mutter, the asser part is asser. There's nothing that can ever change. By muksa, the muksa item itself changes.
Well, does it make a difference that this area that's either one of asser is could be possibly mixed in with something that's deoraisa that's asser? Meaning this area that's near the Gidanasha, it could be mixed in with for sure things that are
meaning also, maybe when we follow Dinim of Safek, we're gonna follow the
I mean this is the line I thought we'd be going with the whole time to say that it's nine chazik isura. There's nine chazik isura. But anyway, it could be mixed in, the Daraisa could be mixed in with the Safek.
Well, that's the case, then it's a Safek Daraisa.
So I'm saying,
let's say such a echitim, so that you're sure that the gid midaraisa is removed, mm-hmm. and you're only worried about the rabbanan part. I'm not sure if it's a great nafkamina, because I don't know if the geder is the same. I don't know if davar sheyesh lamatirin has to be something that itself turns and becomes mutter. Meaning, apparently, if you hold that the gid as a cheskas isra and that it's biyado l'sakein, what you're saying is that you're looking not at the gid itself. You can't fix the gid, you're looking at the piece of meat, at the cut of meat in its entirety. Meaning, the lumdus is like this. The way to look at, how do you look at the meat? Do you look at it as two pieces of meat, a gid and the area around it? The gid is not kosher, the area around it is kosher. The gid will never change and the area around it doesn't change. So you have to separate them, you have to remove them from each other. Or do you say, no, basar, sheyesh bo gid, is non-kosher basar. That you, the whole area has a din of a single chaticha that has non-kosher in it. And once you remove the gid, you have been matir that chaticha. So that seems to be the machlokas rishonim. How do you look at this piece of meat? Do you look at it as there is gid in there? Taz says, yeah, of course that's how you look at it. Why should it be any different than anything else, than any other time? You have a kosher hamburger, a non-kosher hamburger. Take the non-kosher one away, the kosher one is fine. But apparently, the other way to look at it, the idea of that it's similar to shechita, the way the Ritva looks at it, is that the whole chaticha, the entire piece of meat, has a shame isra on it. It's not only us because of the tarovas kid, it's like tevel. It's like tevel. Don't we realize that tevel is only a problem because you haven't taken truma, so isn't it only a problem that there's truma mixed in? No, it's a separate shame isra tevel. So maybe the requirement to remove gid anash is not just that the gid is not kosher, it's like tevel. That so long as the gid hasn't been removed, that entire cut remains awesome. How do we eat meat without doing nikra gid by just cutting away that whole area? Because we take that whole chaticha, it's like taking all your tevel and throwing it in the garbage. Now, unlike tevel, by tevel there's a mitzvah safrasha. There's a mitzvah of being mafresh chuma. There's no mitzvah of nikra gid, but that shouldn't bother us. Because there's no mitzvah of shechita either. You don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Right? By tevel, there is a mitzvah to actually be mafresh truma. We don't say, if you don't want to eat, so don't be mafresh truma. We don't say such a thing. There's a mitzvah to actually be mafresh truma. By shechita, there's no mitzvah to shecht. You don't want to eat. You want to keep the animal as a pet, because it's a day, keep it as a pet. You want to cut meat and just keep it in the freezer and not eat it? Fine, so don't do nikra gid. So there's a mitzvah of nikra gid. But there may be this lamdus of the chaticha that has gid in it being a chaticha that's like tevel. It's a separate shame iser, other than the iser of gid anasha.
In general, are you allowed to eat around the gid and not eat the gid?
That would be enough kamina.
Yeah, that's
right, that would be enough kamina. If you hold that it's just simply that you're not allowed to eat the gid, so eat around it. But if you all know the whole chaticha is asur until you do nikur agid, until you remove the gid, then you're not allowed to eat around it. Right? That would be a very good nafkamina. Good. So that seems to be the smachlokas. Rav Asher discusses this machlokes. And he writes, if you take a look at Os Vav, a lot of pages here. Oh. Page 20. Page 20, starting the paragraph, Ach be'emes. I guess that's the last page. Ach be'emes tzorachim gadol b'das ha'ritva v'arama. V'alo isr nishar b'isr v'heter nishar b'hetero. V'eina eid elameid al chatichas basar zu sheheter hi v'lo giranashe. V'imkein einza neged cheskas isr v'einza b'yado k'tmias ataz. Rav Ashi says, logically the Taz seems right. That you have gid, you have a piece of meat, where the gid is, the piece of meat is kosher, the gid's not kosher, you just remove the gid. It's not cheskas iser that you're changing. No, you're just taking the non-kosher food away from the kosher food. U'bishav shmaitza kosev b'shmaitza vav perik hei. T'be'edus ha'ed b'gid anasha yesh bezin yanim. There's tzvei dinin in testifying that a gid anasha is kosher, that the meat is kosher. Aleph, she'yerech ze nukar v'hutza mimenu agid. One is to say that this thigh has had the gid removed from it. Beis shebasar zeh shelefaneinu basar hayerechu velo basar agid. That this meat that you see in front of you, this steak, is the meat of the thigh. It's not the meat of the gid. Va'edus harishona al nikar agid havi neged chazaka. The cheskas yerech zeh she'enu menukar. The first edus is against the chazaka. Why? Because you're being made that something happened here. That someone did a maisa of nikur. But the chazaka is that it wasn't born with the maisa of nikur, it was eino menukar. V'yesh geder chazaka b'chei agavna shelo nasa maisa hamateres. That is a chazaka. That's a genuine chazaka. When you rely on a maisa being done, there's a chazaka that the maisa hasn't been done. Because the mice involves actually actively doing something. Where's Tav Lamed Zayin? Where's Tav Lamed Zayin? Hilchos? Pesach. Becheskas bayis she'eno baduk. It's a chazaka in a house that B'dikas Chametz wasn't done. What kind of chazaka? Because B'dikas Chametz is a maisa. So it's a chazaka that it's not baduk. Ukmo ken yesh cheskas eino menukar. Acha eid neman bezeh mishum debiad olenaker. So klape the cheskas eino menukar, the aid's going to be believed. Why? Because it's biado. He could be menaker. Aye, what about the other aidos? That this piece of meat is not the piece of the gid itself. Veidus hashniyah the basa zeshal fenenu shal yerachi velo shal agid eino neger cheskas iser veino biado. Well, there's no cheskas iser. There's no chazaka that the piece of meat is the gid. The only chazaka is that the piece of meat had gid in it. So klape the edus that the piece of meat had gid in it. So no problem. It's biyado to fix that. Even though that's cheskas iser. Klape the edus that this is not the gid. Well, there is no chazaka. So he says, ulfi zeh, ulfi dvarav, efshar delo nechluku harishona manal. It could be there's no machlokes rishonim. We said the Rosh puts gid in the category of chelev, meaning that it changes. That there's a cheskas iser. I'm sorry. That there's no cheskas iser. That there's no cheskas iser. And you're neman about it to identify that this is the kosher meat. The Ritva puts it in the category of shchita. That there is a cheskas iser. Maybe they're not arguing. Maybe they're talking about two different elements of gid. Harash mayri be'edus ala basar she'enu mishel giranasha u'bezeh be'emes enu biyado. The Rosh is talking about the meat, that this meat is not giranasha. I can't make it gid or not gid. It is what it is, but there's no cheskas iser either. V'kach nir be'emes milashon harash ha'kasav. And this is exactly what the Rosh writes. Kisha amar gid zeh shel heter v'shuman zeh shel heter. Sounds like you're not being made that the gid was removed. Rather, gid shebefenenu deshaleter hu v'lo gid anasha. You have a vein. Someone says, "Whoa, vein! Is that the gid anasha?" And you say, "No, it's another vein." You're not saying, "Oh no, this vein had the gid anasha removed from it." a vein can't have a gid and usher removed from it. There's no gid and usher in another vein. You're identifying this as another cut of meat, as a different vein. So there's no cheskas issu there. There's no biyado over there, and that's what the Rosh was talking about. V'aritva v'aran mayri v'meir al yerech shenukar migid an usher shabo. V'chiyagavna havi kishchita d'biyado. But the Ritva will say that we're talking about you take that thigh and you say the gid and usher has been removed. So that's like shchita, that's biyada. However, it's nice to say that Eli Veil Divril Kim Chaim, everyone works out, right? But did it really solve the problem in Lamdus? Meaning, if you still have to rely on what we said before, because if the whole din of gid is just that it's something not kosher that happens to be there, so we Viter should say that there's no cheskas iser. Because the meat itself that surrounds the gid doesn't have a cheskas iser, and there's no biyado, because you can't fix that meat or the meat. You know, you can't fix the gid. The gid is the gid, and the meat is the meat. Ach tzorich li'iyun ba'nias taiti begeder chazaka zu she'inu menuka. He says, I'm not sure what is this chazaka. Chazaka that the gid is not menukar. Im yeshel din chazaka. Right, we said that there's a chazaka that you haven't removed the gid. Does that really have a din chazaka? Meaning by a bias shein obadik, we give an example. You have a chazaka that a maisa wasn't done, like a house that didn't have bedikas chametz. V'efshar d'shayni b'chazkas bias shein obadik. The bias shein obadik asu lodu b'toch v'pesach v'yeshchiv al ba'al bias l'bodka. What's he saying? Where's he going? We wanted to say that gid is just like tevel. Remember we said that? So what, how did I point out to you there might be a chiluk between gid and tevel? Is that by tevel, in mitzvah safrasha, you must do something about it. By gid, you don't have to do anything about it, just don't eat it. So maybe by bedikas chametz also. The reason there's a chazaka that the house is not baduk, the reason that matters to us, that the house is not baduk, is because you have to be bodik. There's a chiv on the bias. There's an isra to live there without bedika. The bias becomes something that's aser. The bedika materes as a bias ledira, and the bedika will be matir the bias. Aval begid, but by the gid, is that how it works? Is that the nikra gid matir anything? What does it do? It removes the problem, but the problem is still the problem, and the not problem is still the not problem. When you remove chametz from the house, yeah, chametz is the problem. But chametz isn't really the only problem. Even if there's no chametz there, if the house isn't baduk, the whole house is aser. The lack of bedika is the problem. By gid, it's not the lack of nikur that's the problem. It's the fact that there's gid there. So take the gid away, and the gid's not going to. So that's not a cheskas iser, the fact that you didn't do a nikur. How can you say that it's chazak on the maisa of nikur that wasn't done? Uba anilo zacharti own makom shedanu bo din chazak al maisa shlonasa. Says Rav Asher Weiss, in my own humble opinion, my own knowledge of Kala Torah Kula, I cannot think of a single other example where we use the term chazaka about a maisa that wasn't done. So our only example, our only chance, is a bias that didn't have bedikas chametz. But we have a problem, because that's fundamentally different than gid and usher. Then he tells you, look in the Shalosh Shuvos Shiva Tzion, in the debut of the sun, the lo motzinu chazaka el al geder chiyuvi velo begeder shlili. Whatever, we're not going to get into that. Ubi'ikr shittas ramad, the gid and usher avi yischazik yisura, melashna shachman, kruzakazim, melashma shevna shittas ramad b'derech acher. Now the Ramah said that Gid Anasha is Ischazik Yisura, but he says the Shach sounds like he understood the Ramah differently. The Yisora davar the shiny yerech sheyesh bo Gid Anasha mitaroves iser beheter. Here it is. The kivan de liolam urav hagid beyerech me etzem toldaso viderech briyaso havi ki ilu yesham iser al guf hayerech. That's the svar we wanted to say the whole time. That the Shach understands the Ramah, that gid in the yerech is not just a problem in an otherwise kosher piece of meat. Gid in the Yerech means that the entire Yerech, the entire thigh, is non-kosher until Gid is removed from it. Kimishali olam asru ba'achila ad shlo yunukar migidah. V'ameir al nikra v'kimeit shuhutar Yerech me'yisuru k'shchita metaris esbas ba'achila. V'dog pazak ki katart. Your nafkamin is huge over here. And according to the Shach, you're not allowed to eat around the Gid. Because the entire, right, that entire area is usher because of the presence of the Gid. And what makes it that way? Why is that different than three hamburgers, one of them happens to be non-kosher? Right, right. So what is it? So look at the Lashon of the Shach. What do you say? Iker Briyasa. That a thigh grows and develops together with a gid. You can't have a gid develop without the thigh, or the thigh develop without the gid.
The entire body goes together, doesn't it?
That's true.
So the
body. Right, and yet somehow.
And it wouldn't only be the thigh, it would be
Is it not possible? Maybe it's not possible to eat around it. Maybe if it's not possible to eat the thigh until you remove the gid, is that not possible? Because it branches too much. Maybe that's then there will be no nafkamina. That's true. But is that if that were the case, then you would understand that you know it's viewed as one cheftza of isur until you remove the gid, right? Or a little more. I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea about, you know, I've never actually witnessed a Nikra Gid, so I really don't know enough of that. You got to bring a Sichas Chulin, or you should learn Shchita, so you could. What? They do something called Nikra Gid, but it involves cutting a lot more than just the Gid.
So no one actually does it.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, do they? I don't know. Rabbi Belsky is a known expert in this area of Nikur, but I'm not sure. I don't know. But that's what the Lamda seems to boil down to. So Rav Asher claims, again, that it's Tzvei Dinim, based on the Shev Shmaitza, that it's Tzvei Dinim in Eidos that this piece of meat is not Gid Anasha. Number one, that the meat itself isn't the Gid. And number two, that the Gid has been removed from the meat. And he thinks that maybe all the Rishonim are really saying the same thing. The next thing I want to discuss, and I'm not sure what our Shir schedule is just going forward, because tomorrow's Thursday. Sundays are Rosh Hashanah, Monday, Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah, Wednesday we should have Shir, then it's Thursday, right, so I guess, maybe we'll finish this up on Wednesday, we'll have one more day of this Sugya, and then maybe we'll have time to actually sit down and prepare the next Sugya before the following, the following week is like, we have one day before Yom Kippur, right, so maybe we'll do a Yom Kippur Shir or something like that, right, we'll do something like that. Okay, so this is Mr. Shum, we'll finish up Wednesday. Just here's what we're going to be focusing on. The Marik in Shorash Ayin Beis has a very strange line. Marik, which is source number 14, toward the end, he asks on the issue of Nida being a source for Eidach and Bisurin. So he says, Nida is Ischazik Yisura, but Zain Biado. So how can you learn from that Eidach Nem by when it's not Ischazik Yisura? Like Savik Chel, Savik Shuman, even if it's Ein Biado. So he writes as follows: Devadai Kol Shekenhu, to Kal V'Chomer. The Kivin the Shamina Minida Dafilu is Chazik Isura Kedepirush La Elde Mehemna Kivin Shabiyado Litbal. If you're going to believe a woman against the Cheskas Isur just because it's Biada, then you'll for sure believe somebody not against the Cheskas Isser when it's not Biyada. Kal V'chomer. The question is, what in the world does that mean? Why is that a Kal V'chomer? And what we're going to have to discuss is how does Biyada relate to ischazik isurim. Meaning, if we generally look at it, is that you have a scale. On this side of the scale, you have ne'emanus, right? You have a person's ne'emanus. And on this side of the scale, I don't know how to draw a scale, but on this side of the scale, you have cheskas isur. So the cheskas isur weighs down the ne'emanus, right? It will push it down that way. If there was no cheskas isur, it would be even, right? Cheskas isur weighs down the ne'emanus. What does biyada do? So does biyada add more weight on the ne'emanus side? Or does biyada say there's no cheskas isur? Does it weaken the cheskas isur, remove weight from the cheskas isur side? That's going to be the ultimate lamdus over here in the Marik's Kal V'Chomer. What is the nature of biyada? Does it give more weight than the Ne'emanus or take away weight from the Cheskas Isur? Alright, so Mirsa Hashem, on Wednesday we'll discuss that. Right now we'll do Temen Halacha. Sukkot is related to Temen Halacha, as per Reuven Tepper's request.